Yutasam and Beis, but we left off the bottom of Daf Yutasam and Aleph. So we learned yesterday that how do I know you need to have a Beis HaMikdash in order to bring Ma'aser Sheni? Because the Torah says that in order to have blood of a Bechar, you need to have a Mizbeach. And the Torah compares blood of a Bechar to the meat of a Bechar. So we see that in order to have meat of a Bechar, to eat the meat of a Bechar, you have to have what? A Mizbeach. And the Torah compares the meat of a Bechar to Ma'aser Sheni. So Ma'aser Sheni must also need a mizbeach. So asks the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. V'chi davar halamed behekish chozer umalamed behekish. Can that which is itself derived from a hekish, from the Torah comparing two things, then go and teach through another hekish? The fact that you need a mizbeach for basar is only learned from a hekish from Dan. Can it now teach us that Ma'aser Sheni needs mizbeach also? I thought in Kadshim you're not allowed to make a double leap in Kadshim. Answers the Gemara, Meiser Dagon Chulin Hu. Meiser Sheni on grain is not Kachim, it's Chulin. And you're allowed to make a double leap in things that aren't Kachim. Says the Gemara, Hani Chalamandi Amar Basa Laman Azlinan. That's fine if you say that you look at the end result, the bottom line halacha. Yeah, that's not Kachim, that's Meiser Sheni. But if you say that you're going to define it based on the melamed, based on the halacha that teaches, not the halacha that's derived, the halacha that teaches, well, basar of a bechar is halacha in kachin. So, ma'ika lememar, how are we going to apply this double hekish? Answers the Gemara, dam u'basar chadamilsihi. These are not two different stages. That dam needs a mizbeach and basar needs a mizbeach, it's not really a hekish, it's just one halacha. That a Bechar needs a Mizbeach. And therefore it's only a single step from Dam and Basar to Ma'aser Sheni. And that's why we're allowed to derive it. Main point number one, we are not allowed to learn a double Hekish by Kadshim. We cannot learn a double Hekish by Kadshim. But there's a Machlokas whether we define it as kachim based on the lamed or melamed. Machlokas, whether we define it as kachim based on the lamad or the limad or the melamed. The end result halacha or the halacha that teaches. I'm going to go a little quickly now just because we're running a little bit out of time. So if you don't have time to write it down, come to me later. Kachay kachim, says the Gemara, tanin chad zimna. The Mishnah said on daf, Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, that if a person eats kachim kachim outside of the base of the Azara, or if you eat kachim kalim or Ma'aser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, you get malchus. Asks the Gemara, Tanina Chadazimna, we already learned once that if you eat Ma'aser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, you get malchus. The Mishnah said earlier that Ma'aser Sheni v'hegdash l'niftu, in the first Mishnah in the Perek, it already said that if you eat Ma'aser Sheni that hasn't been redeemed outside of Jerusalem, you get malchus. Question mark. Why does Mishnah tell me the same thing twice? Answers Gemara Amar Yosef Bar Chanina Seifa B'Ma'aser Sheni Tahar V'Gavratar D'Kachul Chutz L'Choma. The second Mishnah is talking about a Tahar person eating Tahar Ma'aser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. You get Malkus for that. Why? Because where do you have to eat Ma'aser Sheni? In Yerushalayim. So you get Malkus if you're everything's kosher, everything's good, but you're outside of Yerushalayim, you get Malkus for that. Reisha, but the first Mishnah is talking about B'Ma'aser Sheni Tamei V'Gavratamei V'Kachalei B'Yerushalayim. It's talking about where the guy is Tameh and the Ma'aser Sheni is Tameh and he's eating it even in Yerushalayim. You get Malkus for it. Because there's a problem with him and there's a problem with the Ma'aser Sheni. Uminale de Mechayev Alei Mishum Tumah. How do I know that there's a problem of Tumah when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, that you're not allowed to be Tameh when it comes to eating Ma'aser Sheni? Titania, we have a Braisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, the Pasuk teaches us, Lo bi'arti mimenu b'tameh. The Pasuk says that a person has to certify that he didn't destroy it while he was Tameh. He didn't eat it while he was Tameh. Bein sha'ani Tameh v'hu tahar. Whether I was Tameh and the Meiser was Tahar, Bein sha'ani Tahar v'hu Tameh, or whether I was Tahar and the Meiser was Tameh, I didn't eat it. Meaning, you're not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni if either you are Tameh or, what? Or the Meiser Sheni is Tameh. Wherever you are. If everything's Tahar, then you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. But if you're even in Yerushalayim, if either you are Tameh or what? Or the Ma'aser Sheni is Tameh, it's no good. Veheichon Musar, where is there an Isra in the Torah about this? Alachila in Yoder, we don't know exactly where it says you're not allowed to eat it in that way, but Tumas Haguf Behed Yaksin. It says straight out that if you're Tameh, it's a problem. It says, Nefesh Asher Tika Bo Utmeh Adaere Velo Yochal Min HaKadshim. Ela Tumas Atzmo Minayin, but how do I know that there's a problem of Tumah on the Maaser Sheni itself being Tameh? Tichsiv Lo Sucha Lechol B'Sharecha, because it says you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Ula Lanu Omer, and by a bechor carbon that has a mum, it says, "Bisha'arecha tochlenu atame vahatahar," that you can eat it, a bechor that has a mum, whether you're tame or tahar. V'tanya deber Rabbi Shmuel, afilu tame v'tahar ochlin bekara achas vein choshin. A tame person and a tahar person can both share a bechor that has a mum in the same plate. So what the Torah is telling me by the Bechar is it's saying, by a Bechar, if you're Tameh, you're allowed to eat it. Or if it's Tameh, you're allowed to eat it. But by a Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to. If Maaser Sheni, if either you are Tameh or it's Tameh, you're not allowed to eat it. Main point number two, it's usur for a Tameh person to eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And for a Torah person to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. It's also for a Tameh person to eat Maaser Sheni even in Yerushalayim. And for a Torah person to eat Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Says Gemara, Munale Debar Pidiyahu. How do I know that you can exchange it for money, that you can redeem Maaser Sheni? Damar Rav Lazar, Minayin LeMaaser Sheni Shenitma Shapodinosa. Meaning, how do I know if Maaser Sheni becomes Tameh? You're not allowed to eat it, so what are you supposed to do with it if you can't eat it? So what you should do with it is exchange it for money. And what should you do with that money? Good. Use that in Yerushalayim for other food and eat that food. So how do I know that you can redeem it for money if Maaser Sheni becomes Tameh? Damar Rav Lazar, Minayin LeMaaser Sheni Shenitma Shapodinosa Afilu BeYerushalayim. How do I know that Maaser Sheni that became Tameh, you're allowed to exchange for money, even in Yerushalayim, Tamalomar, Chilo Suchal Se'eso, Ve'ein Se'es Ala Achila. It says that if you can't Se'eso, then you're allowed to redeem it. What does Se'eso means? It means you can't eat it. If you can't eat it, then you're allowed to redeem it. Shenemar Vayisa Masos Meis Panav. That's how I know that Se'es means eating. Amrav Bibi Amrav Asi, Minayin LeMaaser Sheni Tar Shapodinos Afilu B'Psiachas Chutz L'Choma. Let's say you have good Maaser Sheni, Tor Maaser Sheni, are you allowed to exchange that for money? The halacha is you're allowed to exchange it for money outside of Yerushalayim, but not inside of Yerushalayim. Once you have the food of Maaser Sheni, Tor Maaser Sheni food in Jerusalem, you must eat it there. You're not allowed to exchange it for money. If you have Tor Maaser Sheni food outside of Yerushalayim and you don't want to schlep it all to Yerushalayim, you can exchange it for money. So how do I know that if it's, let's say it's one step out of Yerushalayim, it's one step out of the old city, can you exchange it for money? Just one step. Can you exchange it for money? If it was one step out of Yerushalayim, you can, because it's not yet in Yerushalayim. You're only not allowed to exchange it for money once it's in Yerushalayim. So how do I know that even one step, psia achas, one step, chutz l'choma, that you're not allowed to exchange it? Shenemar, ki lo suchal se'eso. Because it says you can't carry it. So from that pasuk we see that as long as it would require carrying into Yerushalayim, you're still allowed to exchange it for money. So I asked the Gemara, "Haimi ba'ilil Rabbi Lazar?" But we just used that same pasuk to teach us that if it's tamei Maaser Sheni, even in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to exchange it for money. Olim kein lemakra lo sucha lo chlo. But if that's all it wanted to teach us, it should have used the word lo chlo, that you couldn't eat it. Maisa eso. Why does it say carry it? So it must be to teach me both of these dinim. So maybe it's only teaching me this second halacha, that you're allowed to redeem it when it's one step out of Yerushalayim. Then it should have said, you're not able to take it. My se'eso, why does it use this cryptic word, se'eso, which could mean eating, it could mean carrying? Shema minotarti, must be that it's teaching me two halachas. So bottom line, the word se'eso, and this is going to be a main point in a second, the word se'eso teaches me two halachas. That you're allowed to redeem Maaser Sheni for money if it's Tameh, and you're allowed to redeem Maaser Sheni for money if it's good, if it's outside of Yerushalayim. So main point number, what is this? Three? From the word Se'eso, we learn that we can redeem Maaser Sheni that's Tameh even in Yerushalayim. We can redeem Maaser Sheni that's Tameh even in Yerushalayim. and we can redeem Maaser Sheni that's Tahar outside of Yerushalayim. Two things we learn from Seisav. Now it gets easier. That's the hard part of the Amud. Yosef Rav Chanin Rav Hoshia, Rav Chanin Rav Hoshia were sitting down, and they asked the question, okay, what if you're in the doorstep of Yerushalayim, then can you redeem it? Sounds like a funny question, like, you know, how often is that? What if your mom is in the doorstep? So, pshita hu b'chutz maso b'fnim kaltu mechitos. Well, if you're wearing a backpack and you're like, your back is in Yerushalayim and your backpack's therefore already in Yerushalayim, but you're still outside, so then for sure you can't redeem it anymore because it's in Yerushalayim, right? If all the Maaser Sheni is in your backpack, right, and it's in your, then it's in Yerushalayim already, so that's too late. Hu b'fnim maso b'chutz mahu. But what if you're wearing a backpack and all your Maaser Sheni is in your backpack, and you're walking into Yerushalayim, and you're in Yerushalayim, but your backpack's out of Yerushalayim. Is it too late? Do we say that your backpack's connected to you, so it's like it's in Yerushalayim already? Or do we say, no, it's physically outside? So what's the halacha? Tanalu ahu saba b'dvei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So he taught the following. Ki yirchak mimcha hamakom mi milu echa. From the word mi milu echa, we learn that the backpack is part of you, that it's connected to you. And therefore, if the backpack's out of Yerushalayim, but you're in Yerushalayim, it counts as if what? It's in Yerushalayim, and you can't redeem it. Fire of Papa. What if it's not on a backpack? What if you have it on a stick? You ever see like people who have a bag off the end of a stick? So is that connected to you? It's on a long stick. It's on the end of a stick. So teku. The Gemara says, I don't know. Okay, we leave that unresolved. Amrav Asi Amrav Yochanan. Maaser Sheni Me'emasai Chayav Nalav. We said that you're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. You get Malkus for eating Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. At what point, when does it become Maaser Sheni that you'd get Malkus for eating it outside of Yerushalayim? Mishara'a Pnei Achoma. Only if that Maaser Sheni has once been to Yerushalayim and has then been taken out, do you get Malkus for eating it outside of Yerushalayim. You're never allowed to eat Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, but you're only going to get Malkus on it, the Gemara is saying, if what happened? If the Maaser Sheni was brought in and then taken back out. My time, why? Da'amar Kar, because the Pasuk says, L'fnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlenu, that you should eat it in front of Hashem, your God. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, which means in Yerushalayim, Uksiv in the Pasuk says, Lo sucha lechol b'sharecha, you're not allowed to eat it where you live. So we learn from those two psukim, Kal hecha de karinan be, L'fnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlenu, karinan be, Lo sucha lechol b'sharecha. Only if it's Maaser Sheni that could have been eaten in front of God, meaning it was once in Yerushalayim, only then do we have a losasei not to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. But v'kalecha delokarin be'lefnei lefnei Hashem elokecha tochlenu. Wherever it could never have been eaten in Yerushalayim because it was never there, then lokarin be'lusuch alechel b'sharecha. Then we're not going to say about it with the iser. We're not going to apply the iser of eating it outside of Yerushalayim. There's not going to be a malchus for eating it outside of Yerushalayim. Period. We'll stop there. We'll stop at the Meisve, three lines from the bottom of the page. Main point number four. You only get Malkus for eating Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim if what? If it was once in Yerushalayim. Correct. If that Maaser Sheni was once in Yerushalayim. 13 and a half.